Justice Scalia just died, and, you know, he was sort of famous for saying that, you know, the Constitution occasionally does protect criminals just as the way, just as it protects ordinary citizens. And if this goes through, it is a breathtaking expansion of power. I think that, you know, historically, encryption has been classified as munitions. You know, when we're talking about Lotus Notes, in that era, encryption was classified as munitions. Technically, it still is classified as munitions. Intel, an Intel subsidiary, was fined for giving strong encryption to some foreign country that the U.S. doesn't like, which is the first action like that the State Department has taken in forever. And that was in 2014. And so I guess technically, encryption is still classified as a type of munitions. But our founding fathers, the fathers of the United States, used very strong encryption that was basically unbreakable in the day, for private communication and private correspondence to ensure that. And so I think it's not too far off the mark to classify encryption as munitions. But I think classifying encryption as munitions also gives you Second Amendment protections. As a citizen, I have the right to arm myself with encryption.